Would you enjoy that singing? I believe we can leave right now and say it's been good to be in the Lord's house this morning. But I still have a message. Y'all pray. I was telling the pastor, I leaned over there and I said, I think God just took away 75% of my message. So I don't have much, but I'll say as much as God wants me to, then I'll turn it back over and we'll go home. But y'all pray. If God speaks to your heart, as a brother said, don't resist. Don't quench. Listen, heed, obey. If you have a Bible, turn in Genesis chapter number 3. Genesis chapter number 3, when you find your place, please stand and we'll honor the reading of God's Word. Genesis 3, chapter 3 and verse number 1 says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them were opened, and the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou?" I'll stop reading right there. I'm not going to read the whole chapter for the sake of time. But as you get a picture of what's going on here, God made a perfect society, a perfect environment for man to live in, to occupy. All his needs were met. Everything, he had all the provisions. Everything was met for man. And the serpent came by. We know that serpent was Satan and caused man to fall, tempted Eve. Over in 1 John chapter 2, 6, it talks about the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. All three of those you can find in verse number 6. She took of the fruit, she ate, she gave to her husband, he ate, and they hid themselves. But you know what? The Bible says they sewed fig leaves together. They made a covering, and they thought that would be acceptable before God. Can I tell you tonight, or this morning, church, if you're here today and you're sewing fig leaves, and you're putting it up, covering a front, God sees right through them fig leaves. God knows exactly your heart. He doesn't look on the outside. He sees the inside. I know a lot of people have been up here and prayed. I know some people might have got right. Some people got the joy restored. Some people just praying God for shelter and comfort and find peace. I believe there's somebody here that should have came for salvation. They didn't come. I feel it strong in my heart today. If that's you, why don't you come? Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God, we come to you once again. Lord, thank you for all your blessings. Lord, thank you, Lord, for another time to come to your house. Lord, I thank you for another opportunity, Lord, to stand and preach, Lord, the blessed word of God. God, I pray, Lord, I'm nothing much, but God, I pray that you, if you can use me today, God, I pray that you just use me. God, I pray that you just hide me behind the cross. God, I pray that you anoint me with fresh oil. Lord, I need your touch. I need your power. Lord, I need the unction, Lord, to preach. Lord, I can't do it in myself. But God, I pray, Lord, please, Lord, take me, Lord, and just use me, Lord. I pray, Lord, you put a hedge about my mouth. God, I pray, Lord, I wouldn't say anything that would be a hindrance to you, but God, I pray, Lord, I say everything, Lord, that you'd have me to say, nothing more, nothing less. And God, I pray you just, Lord, we plead the blood, Lord, over the service today. And God, I pray you just put a hedge about this place. God, I pray the demons of hell, Lord, couldn't come in. And Lord, just distract. But God, I pray you just have, Lord, free reign over the service. And God, I pray you just, Lord, let us, Lord, just have our attention, Lord, focus upon you. Lord, I pray, Lord, they wouldn't hear me, but Lord, they'd hear you through me. Lord, I pray, Lord, I'm your messenger today. And God, I pray you send the message for the very hour. And God, I pray you just do what you only can do. Lord, we can't save ourselves. Lord, we can't do nothing. Lord, but God, I pray, Lord, you do the work. God, we thank for what you've done. We give you praise for what you in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you. You can be seated this morning. Adam and Eve, they sewed together fig leaves. They thought that would be sufficient. They thought that that would be able to cover them whenever they came through God. But we find that God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and he came by and he was looking for Adam. And now God knew exactly where Adam was at. And you pray for me. I've been losing my voice all week, but I believe God will give me strength to preach. God came walking in the garden in the cool of the day looking for Adam. Whenever I say looking, he already knew where Adam was at, but he was waiting for Adam to realize what he's done. He was waiting for Adam to realize where he was at in that situation. So many times in our life, I believe God allows things to happen, not that he would realize where we're at, but that we would realize where we're at with him. I'm glad there came a time in my life when I stopped running from God. I wasn't trying to cover up my sin. I wasn't just trying to be a good man. I wasn't just trying to be a good person, but I realized I was a sinner on my way to hell, and I needed the blood of the Lamb to cleanse me from my sin. I'm glad I got rid of my pride. I threw that out the window. I threw away everything about who I was, and I threw away all that. I couldn't worry about what people thought of me, and I ran to him, and he saved me, but I'm thankful for that. But he came looking for me. You see, God already knew that Adam sinned, and Eve, and they partook, and they fell in that garden. But you know what? God still came down in that garden. God knew exactly that they sinned, but you know what? He still left heaven. He came down and walked in the cool of the day. Aren't you glad whenever we were still without Christ, we were dead in trespass and sin? God still came by our way. That didn't stop him from come seeking us. That didn't stop him from coming over our trail. But he still came unto us, and I'm thankful for that. He didn't isolate himself. He didn't say they're wicked, they're ungodly, they're sinners, and they're going to hell. I'm going to stay away from that. But you know what? The Bible said that Jesus came down, born of a virgin. He knew no sin. The Bible says he who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. He came down here. The Bible even said the Pharisees accused him. What about this man? He's a friend to sinners, and I thank God that he is a friend to sinners. He cares about you today. He cares about your eternal salvation. He cares about where you're going to spend eternity today. Don't push him off. Don't keep wearing those fig leaves. Don't keep sheltering yourself from God. God's coming by this morning. God's willing to help you. God's walking in the presence of us right now, up and down the thing. You say, preacher, I don't see God today. All I see is a man up there preaching and yelling and screaming and spitting. I don't see God. Well, don't listen with your ears. Listen with your heart. I believe the Holy Ghost is walking up and down each and every aisle. I believe the Holy Ghost is going through the choir right now, fingering that heart. I believe God's stirring that heart. Why don't you listen with your heart today and not with your ears? I tell you, is God talking to your heart? God walked in the in the garden and said, Adam, where art thou? If God was walking down through here, what would he say to you? John, where are you? Brian, where are you at? I tell you, you hiding anything from God? You might have bitterness in your soul. You might have bitterness in your heart. You might have hatred toward another church member. I tell you, those are just fig leaves just holding up. I say God sees right through those fig leaves. God knows right down where you're living. God knows exactly where you're at. If you have a strife between another person in a church, you know what? God sees right through that. They're just fig leaves. I say, won't you get rid of them fig leaves? I tell you, God's willing to do that. God wants to cover you. God wants to shelter you. God wants to do a work. I tell you, those fig leaves won't last. I believe the Bible says at some point another man wants to die, and after this judgment, one day you'll stand before God. Adam and Eve, they took of that fruit, they fell in the garden. God came walking by and said, Adam, where art thou? I'm not going to go in there, I'll paraphrase. He said, we were naked, we hid ourselves from thee, we were scared. He said, well, who told you is naked? He said, well, we took of that fruit. We sewed these fig leaves together, we covered ourselves. And then you know what Adam did? Adam started putting blame. Well, said, it was that woman you gave me. God, it's your fault. I tell you, you're never going to get any help if you keep blaming others. I tell you, if you blame others, well, it's that pastor, it's his fault, it's his family, it's John, it's the deacons, it's this, it's that. But you know what? God didn't say nothing. I tell you, God's wanting us to realize you're the problem. I tell you, it's not everybody else, it's you. I tell you, whenever you go before God and you stop pointing fingers and you said, Lord, would you be merciful to me, a sinner? I believe that's what David got. David had to be broken before he could get help. He said, whenever Nathan came by and said, thou art the man, David, you took that little ewe lamb, that man should be put to death. Nathan looked at David, put his finger in his face, said, thou art the man. You know, he didn't say, well, Nathan, you don't understand. It wasn't my fault. She was out there and I just saw her and I didn't mean for all that to happen. No, you know what David did? His heart was broken. Until you ever get broken in your situation and in your sin, you will never get help. You know what you're doing? You're just putting up fig leaves. You're just putting up fig leaves. I tell you, those fig leaves won't work when God comes by. Those fig leaves won't do. I tell you, what are you covered in today? So, preacher, what else can I have? If I can't cover myself with religion, cover myself with good works, cover myself with attendance, cover myself with baptism, if none of those things will work, what will happen? What the choir sung about just a little while ago. This is the last blood. You see, flip over to Genesis chapter 3 and verse number 21. It says unto Adam, and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skin and clothe them. You realize, you know where you get skin from? You get it off an animal. You know what God did? God saw their situation. God knew they were, he was going to have to cast them out of that garden. But John, before he casted them out, you know what he did? He said, Adam, Eve, hold on a minute. I believe God, walking down there in the garden in the cool of the day, I said, Adam, Eve, you, before you leave, before I cast you out, you hold on a minute. He walked over there, and I believe he got a lamb. He took it over there on the backside of that garden. I believe he shed that blood. He killed that lamb. He came by, walking by. You think God, holding them bloody hands, gave Adam and Eve a garment. Gave them a spotless garment. You think about that lamb. There's no sin before that fall. He killed that innocent blood. This is the first death before the fall. There was not. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. You see, Adam and Eve had to partake of that death. But in order for them to get out, you know what? Someone had to suffer. God said, you know what? I'll go over here. I have a sacrifice. This will atone you. This will cover you. They took off them fig leaves. God put on that coat of skin. He said, preacher, I don't understand all this. What are you talking about? I'd say, I'm glad whenever God passed by one day, I had fig leaves on. It was my good works. It was a good name, who I was. I went to church. I was a good person. I did good things. But you know what? That didn't stand a chance whenever it came to eternity. There's nothing but fig leaves. They are temporary. It wasn't something permanent. God said, hold on 1 minute. I have a lamb. He said, I have a lamb. You see, in the garden, he went. He had a lamb. But you know what God said this time? He said, hold on a minute. I have the lamb. He said, it's not just a lamb. He said, it is the lamb. John the Baptist saw him. He said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. I tell you, are you covered in the fig leaves? Or are you covered in his righteousness? Are you covered in the blood? God wants to do something today. Don't keep throwing up those fig leaves. Are you covered in the fig leaves? Or are you covered in the blood? The Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. So I have to come through Christ. They just sung that song, this is the last blood. See, we're not going back there. We're not sacrificing those animals anymore. We're not going to the high priest and the high priest going in there. You can read over that over there in Leviticus and over there in Hebrews about how the high priest would have this sanctuary, and then behind the veil they'd have the holies of the holies. And one time a year the high priest would go in there and they'd take an offering. The Bible says, not without the blood. They'd go in there in that secret place and they'd anoint that, and they'd put it on the mercy seat with the two cherubims covering the mercy seat. And they'd put that blood there and that would appease God for 1 year. And they'd have to go back another year, another year, and another year. But you know what? We don't do that anymore. Ever since Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, came and lived and died on that cross of Calvary, that's my sacrifice. That's my covering.
Amen.
I'm what you see. You know, our righteousness is, Brother John, you know what it refers to? It's filthy rags. You know those people with leprosy in the Old Testament, that's a picture of sin. They'd take them rags and they would just wipe themselves up, wrap themselves up. I mean, just putrefied dead flesh and all that sore. They would just wrap themselves up and it would just soak up all that just infection and everything. And then when they get done, they just take that off and they just throw it to the side, just a rag. That's what we are in the sight of God. Just a filthy rag, good for nothing. But you know what? God still loved us. The Bible says when you were still in sin, God still loved us. And he still passed by. You know what? He didn't leave us the way we are. You know what he did? He covered us in his cloak of righteousness. He covered us up with him. That prodigal son, whenever he came home, what did the father do? Put a robe on him. I tell you today, are you living out there? Or you have your fig leaves on? Why don't you exchange that for something better? Why don't you come for your clean garment? Why don't you take those temporary things off? Church membership, baptism, whatever it might be. I don't know what it is. Why don't you take that off and get something that lasts? See, whenever Christ died on that cross, you know what happened? You read over there in Matthew and Mark, that temple veil was ripped from top to bottom. You know what? Before, we was those sinners. Only high priests could go in there in the Holy of Holies. Before that veil, that thing, it prevented access. You know what it said? It said, keep out. Keep out. Keep out. Unclean. Unclean. But you see, whenever Jesus Christ died on the cross, John, you know what he did? I believe that unseen hand took one of the things up. Took one hand, took one corner of that veil. And I believe the other unseen hand of God took the corner of that other veil. And I believe God just ripped that thing from heaven to earth. He split it down the middle. And now you know what that veil says? It's not no longer saying, John, keep away. Keep away. You know what the whole temple of the holy is? I believe that thing saying, come, come, come. No longer it's saying, get away. You're unclean. You're a sinner. You don't need to be in the presence of God. You don't need to be coming. coming into the Holy of Holies. But now, thank God, you know what it's saying? It said, why don't you come? Come and get washed. I'm thankful that God made access. You know why? It's only by the darling Son. I'm glad that we can have access with Him. We can go in behind that veil. We can go, the Bible says that we can, I wrote it down, I didn't want to mark it in my Bible. The Bible says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. The Bible says we can come boldly. We can go behind the veil. We can go in the presence of God. Macy, as you come to the piano, God said, that's it. I told you I wasn't going to preach long this morning, but God wants to do something today. You got those fig leaves on, covering it up. God sees right past that. I believe, I'll just be honest with you. I believe so many times it's our pride that hinders us from getting help. It's what people might think about who we are, how long we've been here, we might hold a position or anything. I tell you, don't let pride send you to hell. Why don't you just throw that out the window? Why don't you get help? You're one step away from making a decision. One step away from getting the help that you need. Are you willing to throw that out the window? I tell you, pride is something bad. I believe we all have pride. Pastor, I believe that's something we all struggle with is pride. I believe, John, that's something we talked about, pride. I tell you, before I'd ever sin, pride would send me to hell. I tell you, I don't care what people think about me. I tell you, I'll just throw that out. And I'll just come weeping. I believe I'd be crawling, saying, God, would you just forgive me? You know how wicked I am. You know what I get into. You know the troubles I face. God, would you just help me? He's waiting for you to ask for help. You know that, church? He's waiting for you to just ask. Aren't you tired of playing games? Aren't you tired of just going through the motions? Just playing church? I believe so many people's guilty of that. Just going through the emotions. I tell you, God wants to do something everlasting. God wants to do something eternal. It won't last only down here, but it'll last into eternity. Why don't you let God help you today as we stand all over the house this morning? No one looking around. I told you I wouldn't be long. This message was for somebody. Why don't you come? You have those fig leaves on. They won't stand when God comes by. Those fig leaves won't do. God sees your heart. Has the blood been applied? I tell you, I've been to Calvary. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood. As they begin to sing, why don't you come today?